Okay, today's daf is daf chaf, and today's learning is sponsored by Refuah Shlema for Brindle Leah Bas Yehudis Ariella. Okay, so let's take it from the Mishnah. I know it's a few lines from the top, but still, hopefully, you guys got to wrap up that sugya as part of really yesterday's daf. So let's take it from the Mishnah there, around 20 lines down or so. The Mishnah begins as follows. We saw this already referred to a couple times. The Mishnah says, "Klal Amru B'Yevama." There's a rule that's stated by Yevama, "Kol Shehi Iser Erva Lo Chaletus V'Lo Misya Vemes." As we've seen already before many times, that if the sister-in-law, after the brother dies, the sister-in-law is a erva to the brother who's alive, there is no mitzvah of Yibum, there is no mitzvah of Chalitus. That we already know quite well. And the Gemara is going to ask, what's this klal, what's this rule coming to teach us that we don't already know? So then the Mishnah says, Iser Mitzvah, V'Iser Kedusha. These are two other categories which the Mishnah is about to describe. At the end, these two secondary categories, again, Iser Mitzvah and Iser Kedusha, Choletes V'lo Misyavemes. Only Chalitz is allowed, but Yibum is not allowed. And then Achosa, which is a different category, the Gemara is going to clarify what it's referring to. And Achosa, I'll just tell you the answer now. An achosa, a sister of an erva, which means, let's say Reuven loses two brothers, and the two brothers are married to two sisters, so normally you can't marry, Yibum Chalitza doesn't work for either one, because two sisters fall to Reuven. But if one of the sisters is an erva to Reuven, so then the other sister would actually be allowed. So that's what means achosa, if one of the sisters is a erva, shivamta choletzes vlo o misyavemes. Again, the Gemara is going to clarify what's that referring to. So now the Mishnah says, what exactly are these categories? Iser mitzvah. What's iser mitzvah? That chalitza is allowed, not ibum. Shnios midivrei sofrim. These are secondary level arayos. Where the Chacham Asir, if you look at Rashi writes that shnios la'arayos, shegazu sofrim aleyam u'gemar mefarish shalei. The Gemara is going to elaborate what this clear case is, but that's a secondary level of the arayos, which are only midirbanim. And then the Mishnah says, Iser Kedusha is almana la'koin gadol. We know an almana cannot marry koin gadol. So let's say the situation is that a koin hediot is married to a woman. The koin hediot dies, so now the wife is an almana, and the almana now falls to the koin gadol. So almana may marry a koin hediot, but not a koin gadol. So if that if he falls to the koin gadol, or grusha v'chalutza l'koin hediot, look at Rashi to explain this case here. Rashi writes, grusha v'chalutza l'koin hediot. She'over och v'meis. He had a brother who was a koin, of course, and he married a grusha he wasn't supposed to. Unasa chalutza ugrusha, or a case of grusha uchshemes. So when that brother dies, it falls to the brother who's alive, who's also a koin. Tzricha chalita sherei tovsin lo be kedushin, because kedushin is chal, even though there's an iser lav for a koin gadol to marry amana or a koin hedo to marry grusha chalutza. There's an iser lav. Nonetheless, the kedushin is chal, and then you have to do a chalita if that brother were to die. Says Rashi, aval yivumo lo, but we don't allow yibum sherei asur lo lezeh shu koin. Now, yibum's not allowed because the koin cannot marry a chalutza or a grusha. But afturi below klum, but to let her go free without anything also doesn't work. Lo, the lo alim lav lemiftri, the lav of the grusha falling to the koin isn't strong enough to exempt her from everything. So therefore, yibum is usher from the grusha to the koin, but chalitza is required for the koin to release the grusha or chalutza. Fine. And then the Mishnah concludes and says other examples of Iser Kedusha again, Aman l'Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'Chalutza l'Kohen Yedot, Mamzeres u Nesina l'Yisrael. There's a lav for Yisrael to marry a Mamzer, Mamzeres or Nesina, or Bas Yisrael to marry a Nesina or Mamzer. These are all lavim whereby the Kedushin's Chal, so you require a Chalitza, but not Naibim. So now the Mishnah, the Gemara wants to know, Klal Lasuimai. The Mishnah began talking about Klal Amru, this rule, that Kol Shi Iser Erva Lo Choletzes V'lo Misavemes. So what's it going to include? Says the Gemara, Amar Afram Bar Papa Lasuye Tsaras Islandus. That just like an islandus is Usser, so to a Tsaras Islandus, the co-wife of an islandus is also Usser. Rashi explains, based on what we saw in Daf Yud Beis, Rashi explains, Parakama, De lo choletes v'lo misavemes, de irva karina bailanus. We call her islandus, even though she's not really an irva, we refer to her as an irva. Why? Dimiata kra measher teled. That only a woman, a man and a woman who can have children are subject to the mitzvah of yibum chalitza. But the islandus cannot have children, so therefore, kaimaleh be'isra eshesach. So she reverts back to being the brother's, the wife of the brother, which is an isra irva. Only when there's a mitzvah yibum of continuing the family or creating a family would there be a heter. But in the case where there's no ability to have children, so it falls back to the Isser Eshach, and that's why it's called an Erva. And Hilkach Hilkach Tarasa, Taras Erva as well. All the co-wives as well would be considered Arayos and Aser. That's what's included in the word Klal. The Gemara that says that's all one man, the Amar. But then there's Ikadamri that says otherwise. Kol She'isura Iser Erva, Hu Dasir Tarasa. Anything that's really mamish and erva, so then the tsarasa will be aser as well. Ha lo isur isur erva, but if there's no real arayos and the aser for a different reason, tsarasa lo aser, it would not extend the isur to the co-wife. What's that coming to tell us? Lemute mai amra from lemute tsaras islandis udilokrav asi. In other words, islandis isn't aser because of arayos. It's aser for technicality. The islandis can't have children. So that's why she's aser. So only when there's an iser erva, like if it's a bas or some other situation, does that bas and tsaras bas become aser. But islandis, since islandis is not out with the arayos, it does not extend the iser to the tsaras islandis, and she would actually be permitted to the yavam to exclude the position of Rav Asi. So now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Achosa she yavamta. So the Mishnah had this line, a bit ambiguous. His sister, she could perform, could perform yibam or chalitza with her sister. What does that mean? Achosa deman, whose sister are we referring to? Ilema de iser mitzvah, if they're referring to iser mitzvah, kevan de medaraisa ramya kamei paga bachosa zikukasa. So what's that situation talking about? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi is nothing here actually. So the situation is, if you have a case where the sister is of an Iser Mitzvah, which means Iser Mitzvah was the secondary levels of Arayos, the Shnios. So they're Rabbanan, that person's Aser to Reuven. But Medaraisa, they're really permitted. So if they're really permitted with each other, so then the din would be that the sister of her, you're being Pogeya with the sister of someone who's permitted to you. That can't be the situation. Ella must be achosa to Iser Erva. No, we have two sisters who fall to Reuven. One of them is Mamish Arayos, real level high Deraisa Arayos. So once one's Arayos, that actually releases the achosa from being permitted to perform Yibam, or Yibam to perform with her on that level. And that's what's referring to achosa. If it's an achosa of one of the Arayos, so then the Yavam may perform Yibam or Chalita to that achosa. But if the achosa is actually sister with someone who's only Iser Mitzvah, which is, that's a different story, that would not be allowed. So then the Gemara says, Iser Mitzvah Shnios. What exactly is Iser Mitzvah Shnios? So Gemara says, Amai, why is it referring to Karile Iser Mitzvah? Why is the Shnios called Iser Mitzvah? Amar Bai Mitzvah Lishmo Divi Chachamim. There's a requirement, or at least a mitzvah, to listen to Chachamim. So since this was a category created by Chachamim, we call it Iser Mitzvah, Mitzvah Lishmo Divi Chachamim. And Issa Kedusha, that was the next category in the Mishnah, which is Almana L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutz L'Kohen Hedyot, and so on. Amai, Karle, Issa Kedusha. Why do we call this Issa Kedusha? This category, Dichsiv Kedoshim, Yulel Kayam, that we should be Kadosh, we have to be very Kadosh in everything that we do, and therefore this would be an extension of preserving our Kedusha, not having Almana L'Kohen Gadol and Grusha, and so on. So Gemara then says, Tanya, Rabbi Huda Machlev. Rabbi Huda actually switched around the terms being used. And he said, Iser Mitzvah is really the category of Aman L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutz L'Kohen Hedyot. V'amai Karle Iser Mitzvah. Why is this category called Iser Mitzvah? Dichsiv Elu HaMitzvahs. These are the mitzvahs. What are these, the mitzvahs? Rashi points out that the Elu HaMitzvahs, Besof Sefer Toras Kohanim, at the end of Toras Kohanim, Sefer Vayikra, Mashma Da Kula Sifra Ka. It's referring to the entire Sefer Vayikra of Toras Kohanim, Elu HaMitzvahs. So since in Sefer Vayikra is where we describe all the types of Isurim of who can marry who, who's also to marry who, so Elu HaMitzvahs, that's part of the Iser Mitzvah of Aman L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutza. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Iser Kedusha Shnios, Medivrei Sofrim, Vamai Karle Iser Kedusha. So why is this category, that which Chachamim created, why is that called Iser Kedusha? So Gemara answers, Amar Bai, because Kol HaMakayim Divrei Chachamim, Nikra Kadosh. Those who keep and fulfill the requirements created by Chachamim, they're called Kadosh. So Amar Le Rava, Rava says, V'chol She'enu Makayim Divrei Chachamim. One who does not fulfill the words of Chachamim, Kadosh Hudalo Mikre. He's not called Kadosh, but Rosh Hanami Lo Ikre. It sounds like if you don't perform Chachamim, you're not Kadosh, but you're not such a bad guy. That's okay. What do you mean? You're not a Rasha? A guy who doesn't listen to Chachamim, he's a Rasha. What do you mean? He's Kadosh if he listens, and he's nothing if he doesn't. He's a Rasha if he doesn't listen. So it's not a Kadosh person who listens to Chachamim. That can't be, because implication doesn't seem to make sense. Ella, the reason why we call the category of those who listen to Chachamim Kadosh is because Ella Amar Rava,
Kadesh Atzmecha b'mutilach. A person has to sanctify himself. Even that which is permitted, we have to add on different levels of gzeiros and siyogim to preserve the kedusha. That's what it means. So Chacham add the layers of shnios to preserve the arayos. Rashi says, af b'mutir lacha, or mutilach, lahosif aleim shnios ha-mutir lacha, al harayos, kadesh lo tovo li de arayos, ha-asuris min ha-Torah. They add on extra levels, buffers of arayos, lest one violates the isurim of arayos derais. So then the Gemara says four wide lines down, almana lekohen gadol, that we know almana cannot marry a kohen gadol. Now, it sounds like, again, the situation was where this almana was initially married to a kohen hedyot. She was married as a single lady, or even as an almana initially, but let's just say she was a single lady married to a kohen hedyot. Kohen hedyot dies, and so now she's an almana by definition. Now she falls to the kohen gadol, so that's the iser of divrei sofim that we say, the iser kedusha. That's iser kedusha. So now the Gemara wants to know, it sounds like kapasik vitanile, it just seems categorically, loshna min hanesuin, loshna min ha'erusin. It doesn't seem to distinguish, whether or not the almana died from being married fully to the nisha kohen hedyot, the nesuin, or even when it's just erusin alone. There's no distinction. She's an almana, bein nesuin, bein erusin. It becomes a problem to the for the kohen gadol to perform yibum. So now as you look at Rashi before you go weiter, says Rashi, kapasik vitanile, Aman lekohen gadol lo shna nafla lefanav min hanesuin. Dai nutarti legriyus. So two bad things. We'll see what the two things are in a second. Chada da amana. One is that she's an amana because she lost her husband. Veikalav da amana lo ikach. You can't marry amana. So there's an asena lo saser. Ve'od, but that's all one category. Ve'od, another category is a debeuli. The fact that she had nesuin means she's a beula, which is a secondary problem of a kohen gadol marrying a beula. Not only marrying an amana is a problem, but even marrying a beula. He must marry a besula, velo beula. It's a lav habamichal asay asay. It's an inference from a asay. So there's a asay as well to marry a besula. So there are two problems here. There's both an almana and a besula issue. So now the Gemara says, what's the problem? Digging further, bishlama. I understand min hanesuin. Why? I understand why a kohen gadol may not marry an almana who lost her husband from a nesuin, because it's asay, velo sasay, because now that she's a beula also, she's an amana plus a beula, that's two problems, it's asay and a lo sasay, vein asay, the asay of yibum cannot be docha, a lo sasay of yasay. So I get why kohen gadol can't marry an amana from nesuin. However, element ha'erisin, if it was only from erisin, she was only engaged to her husband, the kohen hedyot, initially, to lo sase grade, it's only lo sase of being an almana, but she's not also a be'ula, so shouldn't we say, yavo ase of yibum, v'yitcha lo sase, let it violate, override, the lo sase of her being a almana, ase docha lo sase, that's what the first paragraph of Masechet Yevamos is very much about. So why do we say, across the board, the almana is ase the kohen gadol? And so the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Gidal, Amar Rav, Amar Kala Pasuk says, V'olso yivimto hasharo. You have to read the whole Pasuk here. The Pasuk reads, it's a little bit trickier, that im lo yachpot ha'ish lo kachas es yivimto. He doesn't want to marry the Yivama. V'olso yivimto hasharo takes to the gate of Zakenim. Amar, and she says, me'ein yivami lahakim. It's referring to chalitza. Right, this is the case of chalitza, that they go to the gate, and they perform chalitza. So, she'ein tam lomar yivimto. Why does the pasuk have to say yivimta? We know we're referring to the yivama here. Why does it repeat again the yivama who goes to the gate? Ma tam lomar yivimto yesh lecha yivama achas she'ola lechalita ve'eno ola libam. Because there is a situation, there's an example of a yivama who actually has the option of chalita, but yivam's are not an option. So what does that mean? Ve'ezezu chay bilavin that they're allowed to do chalita, but they don't do yivam. So look at Rashi to explain what's going on here. So Rashi says, the first wide line down Rashi says, Yeshcha Yivama, Dim Kasav Velo Yachbos Ish Lakachas is Yivimto, V'alsa Shara had said that pasuk in that way, have a mashma, that he karina bay Lakachas, who the Kamitzacha Rachmano, V'alsa Shara Lachlots. Of a Chai B'Lav is only when there's an option of Lakuchin, of an option of Lakacha, of Yibum, is Chalitza also on the table. However, of a Chai B'Lav in Delo Karina bay Lakachas. So if there's no option of lekuchen, of marriage, because there's a lav involved here, then maybe also lo karin, but also there shouldn't be an option of going through the gates of performing chalitza. And for that reason, la hachi hadar kasev yivimto. That's why he repeats yivimto. Lemeimar yesh lecha yivama acheres. There's another category, another type of yivama that although she can't do yivam, sheola hashara lachlots viafagav lo kisa kasev lekachas shein ola libam. Michalitz is an option. So we're trying to prove from all this case here is that ena chanam yasidochalosa say in general, but there's a gzeres akasev that there's some example of yivama that only chalitz is on the table and yivam's not. Who is that? That's the category of chayv elavin, including the almana l'kohen gadol. Granted, there's only a lav involved there when it's an almana from erusin, but there's a gzeres kasev that she only has the option of chalitza and does not have the option of yibum, and that's why we don't allow yibum in the case of almana of erusin. In the chanami, yeah, in the deraisa. The deraisa, well, the Gemara is going to go through in great depth that yibum is off the table on a deraisa level. That's what it sounds like.
How do you make somebody do chalitza and get the kacha yeyasela ish said to somebody if it's a din deraisa that he can't do it?
Well, I don't see why not. That's Gzeres Kasev says. That's what you say. This way. Okay, I'm not sure, but Gemara is going to go back and forth about this being deraisa or not. So now the Gemara says, v'eima, maybe it's referring to chai v'krisis. Maybe that's the category of if it's a yivama and a yavam who are chai v'krisos, maybe that's where we should require chalitza and no yibam. Who says it's referring to chai v'ilavim? Maybe chai v'ilavim, we should say yibam is allowed because ase docha lo sase. So Gemara says, Amar Kra, im lo yachbos eish lakachas, if a person doesn't want to marry her, ha chafet miyabim, if he wants to, he can. So kola ola yibam, ola chalitza, v'chol she'ein ola yibam, ein ola chalitza. So Gemara says, only when there's an option of Yibum can there be an option of Chalitza. And since there's no option of Yibum for Chayv Krisos, there can't be an option of Chalitza either. So of course, the question that you're thinking is the Gemara's question. Ihachi, Chayv Lavanami. There's no heter for Yibum, so there shouldn't be a heter for Chalitza either. No, you're right. However, Ha Rabbi Rachmana Yivamto, we have a special example of Yivimto. The Gemara has an extra pasuk, it says, to include this category of Chayv Lavan, even though Yibum's not really an option. So Gemara asks a question, Myra Isa, what do you think to include the case of Chayv Lavan to Chalitza and exclude Chayv Krisos from Chalitza? And the Gemara says, very simple answer. Again, the answer you're probably all thinking, because Mistavra Chayv Lavan Tafse Be Kedushin, we know, B'dieved, if Kedushin is Chab Chayv Lavan, so therefore, more likely to include that Chalitza is required, as opposed to Chayv Krisos, Lo Tafse Be Kedushin, where Kedushin isn't Chal, even B'dieved, by Chayv Krisos, and therefore it's completely excluded from both Yibum and Chalitza. Says the Gemara now two lines down. So Meisiv, Rav asks the question, the Iser Mitzvah, Iser Kedusha, Ba'aleha, O Chalitzla, Niftirat Terase, in the situation of Iser Mitzvah, or a situation of Iser Kedusha, if the Yavam is Ba'aleha, or Chalitzla, then the Tzara is completely permitted. So the Gemara asks the question, V'saka Daitach Chai V'lavin Midiraisa, L'Chalitza Ramya, but Libam lo ramya, that chalitza is an option only for chayiv elavin, but mederaisa yibam is off the table entirely. Again, on a deraisa level, kivala, even if yibam was attempted, amai niftar atrasa, why should it work? The Torah doesn't allow it. The Torah doesn't recognize yibam by a case of in the category of iser kedusha of chayiv elavin. So how could the Gemara suggest that ba'ala, you're pater the tarasa, doesn't work on a deraisa level. Yibam is again not recognized. Humosivla, he asks the question, and Rav also answers the question. How so? Let's start in Kadanila. It was written in two different options. We'll read the Gemara, then we'll explain. We'll read Rashi. Ba'aleh a'iser mitzvah, chalitzla a'iser kedusha. Now, ba'aleh is referring to the category of iser mitzvah, the shnios, the derabanans. That's where, although yibam is not prescribed, if one were to do it, it'd be chal because midraisa, it is actually a good yibam by that case. But by the iser kedusha, that's only chalitza is allowed because midraisa, yibam's off the table. Just look at Rashi to say that a bit clearer. Says Rashi in the top of the page here, l'tzadin katani, ba'aleh kaya iser mitzvah. On the deraisa level, they actually permitted to have yibam. The kamerame is actually in front of him as a chiv deraisa. The fikach, if it were to be done, niftra tzarasa bebiyasa, it actually exempts the tzara. Chalitz kai is a kedusha. The rami chalitz only is the option, only option for it's a kedusha. Hilkach chalitzasa poteres tzarasa, but the yibam does not exempt Tarasa by the case of Issa Kedusha, which again is consistent that Yibam does not exist in the Derais level for Chayv Lavin for the Issa Kedusha. Asks Rava further. Meisi Rava. Petua Daka, Vakar Shivcha, Sris Adam, Vazakein. These are all categories of people who are not able to have children, and there's Issa Lav, Lava Bakal for them. O Chalten, O Miyabin. Nonetheless, chalit, if there were to be a case where they were to have a yibam fall to them, or they were to lose a wife, so then, or rather, they were to die and leave a wife behind them, chalita yibam would be allowed. And the Gemara explains, Keita. Mesu, if they were to die, meaning if the Sris or Kar Shivcha were to die, leaving behind a wife, and Mesu, Lehem Achim, and they had brothers, Lehem Nashim, and they had wives, V'amdu Achim, V'asu Maimer, B'nisho Sehem. So the brothers could do Maimer with the widow of the Psudaka, or Nisnu Getter, they perhaps want to give a get, or Chaltzu, or they do Chalitza, Masha Asu Asu. All these possibilities would really work. And Vimbalu, if they, the brothers were to have Yibam with the wives of the Tzedakah, that would be kind of, that works as well. Now the flip side, which is the Iker part, Mesu Achim, if the Tzedakah had a brother, and their brother died, V'amdu Heim, now the Tzedakah is presented with a case of Yivama, V'asu Maimer Ben Nishosayim, they perform Maimer, they do this Kedushim Medei Rabbanim, or Nas, and they give a get. V'asu get, Och Shechaltzu, they do Chalitza, Masha Asu Asu, what they did was a good. However, and not however, and also, Vim Balu, if they perform Yibam, kind of it works. V'asu l'kaima, they can't remain married, mishum shenemar lo yavo psudaka, you can't marry in the cow, there's a law there. Now wait a second, v'isakadaitach, if we were to say chai v'lavin, midaraisa l'chalitza ramya, but libam lo ramya, yibam's an option for chai v'lavin, in balu amaykanu. A psudaka is in a case of chai v'lavin, so how could yibam be acknowledged, how could it be recognizable, even with the evidence shouldn't really work. So how could this be suggested in the Gemara? And so the Gemara says as follows, ela amar Rava, Rava says you're right. The truth is, we're going to go back to what we said initially. Almana mina erison nami ase velos ase. Nope. Even almana of only erison is still aser for the Kohen Gadol, and yibam's not really an option at all. Forgetting the exact kasev. Ase is not docha dislos ase, because it's not ase docha los ase. It's an ase docha ase velos ase, which does not work. So we're not reverting back to the question of that case of Yivama, of Yivma, that case of Chalita is allowed, not Yibam. No. Asido Chalot says it's not relevant here. So again, El Amarava, Almana Mina Erisin Nami Ase Velos Asehi. What's the Ase? Dichsiv Kedoshim Yehu Lelokeim. Maybe Kedoshim. There's an Ase that talks that all marriages must have this general Ase, this Ase Klali of a Kedoshim Yehu. So there's a lav of marrying an almana for the Kohen Gadol, and there's a general kadoshim to you, so ase is not doche, and ase plus a los ase, and that's why it won't be allowed. Nothing to do with the gzeres kasev of earlier. So the Gemara then says that, okay, mamzeres v'nesina ma'ik lememar. So this kadoshim you is referring to kohanim. So that explains any lav related to kohanim. A kohen hedo to gusha chalutza, Kohen Gadol to almana. But the Mishnah also said, mamzeres and nesina, Ma'ik lememar, this pasuk kadoshim yu, there's no extra asay there, so maybe really the asay of yibam should be docha the lav of a nesina and a mamzeres. So Gemara says, no, there's another general klal, ksiv v'ikdashtem. Hikdashtem is a general asay that all klaisos should be kadosh. There's an asay that applies across the board. So Gemara said, okay, once you're saying that, ihachi, kola Torah kula nami asiv loza zehu, dechsev iskadishtem, that every single Torah, every pasuk, every mitzvah should have this asay of viskadishtem, and therefore, it should be asir, everything should be a loza zeh plus an asay, and never have a case of asay doche loza zeh. That's obviously not true. So Ella, the reason why, going back to the Gemara, the reason why is as follows. Ella amarava gzeira amana min erisin atu amana minasun. The truth is that really a Kohen Gadol may perform Yibum from a Almana from Erison, but there was a Chashash that if we allow a Kohen Gadol to have Yibum with Almana of a Erison, it might also lead a person to think Almana of a Nisun would also be allowed to Kohen Gadol, and that's why it's also because of a Gezerah. So Gemara then says, okay, but what about Mamzeris Unisina Ma'ik Lememer? What's the concern there? What's the Gezerah to what by that case of Mamzeris and Nisina? So the Gemara says, Gezerah B'makom Mitzvah Atu Shlomo Makom Mitzvah. The concern was that if we allow a situation of a Yavam to perform Yibum by Mamzeres and Nesina, which is a case of a Mitzvah Yibum, one might think, oh, even when there is no Mitzvah Yibum, it'd be allowed as well. Meaning a Stam Yisrael can marry a Stam Mamzeres. That's not true. It's only allowed with Makom Mitzvah. But Shlomo Makom Mitzvah, it's not allowed. So they made a Gzeira of, again, Gzeira but Makom Mitzvah. They asked for that, lest it lead to Atu Shlomo Makom Mitzvah. El Me'achav, if that's the case, we make the following Gzeira as well. Eishes achiv me'aviv shouldn't be allowed. I mean, that's a classic case of Yibam. That should all be answered. Why? Lo tisyabim. Gezerah mishum eishes achiv me'imo. Because if a person thinks he can marry the wife of his brother of through the father, maybe it would be allowed the wife of the brother of his mother, which is not allowed. Yibum is only going through the father, brothers to the father, not brothers to the mother. So Gemara says, now we know that everyone knows Pesukim. We know Pashup Shat and Chumash. Yibum benachla tal rachmana miyadiyadiya. The Pasuk clearly connects Yibum to Nachla, and Nachla indicates brothers through the father, not brothers through the mother. So everybody knows, no one's going to make a mistake that a brother through the mother would be allowed to Yibum. So that's not a cheshash. Okay. So then the Gemara says, maybe Isha, she'en lem banim lo tisyabim, a woman who lose her husband without children, we shouldn't allow for Yibum, undermining the whole concept of Yibum. Why? Gezer mishim eish Isha, she'esh lo banim. So one might think, oh, okay, I saw he married his sister-in-law without children. Maybe Reuven can marry his sister-in-law even when she does have children. So that should be another gezerah. Where it says, no, bebanim tal rachmana miyadi yadi. People know the pasuk. The pasuk clearly says only if the wife has no children can the brother-in-law marry the sister-in-law. But if they have children, certainly it'd be aser. There's no chashash. They knew they knew the pasukim. So then the Gemara says, okay, what about Eishes Achiv Shehaya Ba'olamo Lo Tisyabim Gzeir Mishim Eishes Achiv Shelohaya Ba'olamo? If we allow a person to get married to his brother's wife when they lived in the world together, the two brothers, that might lead us to allow, oh, even when Reuven and Shimon didn't live in the world together, that would be allowed as well, which we already saw that that's not the case. Where it says, no, the yeshiva talarachmana, the Torah is clear that only yashiva, yachdav, they live together in the world. Miyadiyadiyya, people know that halacha, they know that that pasuk, there's no chashash. Okay, further. Kol anashim lo tisyavema, maybe all women should be pater, exempt from yibum. Gzeir mishim islandis, because maybe if we allow a Reuven to marry his sister-in-law, maybe we'll allow someone else to marry an islandis. Where it says, not a concern, lo shchichi, it's not common, very rare to have an islandess in the case of Yibum Chalitza, there's no real chashash there. So then the Gemara says, okay, mamzeres v'nesina nami lo shchichi, that also is a situation that's not so common, so if it's not so common, we shouldn't make any gzeres by mamzeres v'nesina either. So Gemara says, okay, fine, you're right. El amarava, really the truth is, the reason why we ask her, a kohen gadol, to marry an almana from Erisin, after all that we discussed, is really because another gzera bia rishona atu bia shnia. You're right. The first mitzvah, the first chance he has, the first bia, that's allowed. But we allow the first one, the second one's not allowed. So if you look at Rashi writes gzera bia rishona. Actually, do El Amarava first. El Amarava. Chai bilavin nami libam ramya. That the mitzvah in general, chai bilavim, there's a chiva mitzvah of ibam. Hilgach imbalu kanu. That's why it works. Bidyevin. Okay, that's the case. A kohen gadol who has an asev yibum should be able to override the lav of an erison, almana from an erison. So says Rashi, gzera bia rishona, dimekayim ba'asei umatil mitche. The first bia where there's a mitzvah of yibum is fulfilled, that is docha the lav. You're right, inechanami. But the second bia, altu bia shnia, de lo mati lemitcha, de ha kaim ba'asei. The asei ray is completed. So by the second bia, there's no mitzvah yibum anymore. That cannot override the fact that she was once an amana. She's always an amana. And that the kohen gadol cannot perform, cannot override that iser by the second bia. So Gemara now says, Tani nami hochi, the Rishon says the same thing. Imbalu kanu bebia rishona, vasa le kaima bebia shnia. Even though by the kohen gadol to the amana from Erison, we say lechachila, there shouldn't be yibum, only chalitza. If there were to be yibum, it's kona, because really it works. But the second one, he can't stay married, because the second bia is definitely also. There's no longer an asay that's existent to override the lav of being amano. So had the amar Rava, then Rava retracted. If he same other said, Rav Ashi, lav milsi d'amri. What I said was really incorrect. The amri, the lav milsi d'amri, d'amri shlokish, kol makum shi'ata mit motzi asay, velos asay, imata yachol lekaim shnei mutav. If you have an option of ase and los ase, so, and we say the ase could override the los ase, fine. But if you're able to actually preserve both of them, we rather a person not override a lav. Well, overriding a lav is a bidyevit. You know, people oftentimes think that when it comes to wearing a tchelis and shatnez, that you're allowed to dafka wear shatnez for tzitzis if you have tchelis on. That's not true. The halacha is bidyevit, it works. If I'm wearing tchelis, the shatnez is no longer an iser. But it's only bidyevit. I can't lechachila take wool and linen and mix them together with tchelis, that's only b'dieved if I was stuck in a situation. But the chachila, we don't tell a person to do asay dochalos asay. That's a b'dieved situation. The says Reish Lakish, kol makom shatan motzi asay vilos asay. Im atayachol l'kayim shem. If you keep both and preserve both of them, that's mutav. That's even better. Bimlav, if you for some reason have no choice, then we resort back to yavo asay v'yitchas los asay. In other words, here as well, hakanami. By the Kohen Gadol and Almana, you're right. The Kohen Gadol can perform Yibam and can override the Lav. But better for the Kohen Gadol to perform the Asev Chalitza and get a mitzvah of Chalitza and not override the Lav of here being a Almana. That's certainly the best practice. And it's actually not only Atu B'Yashira, but even the B'Yashira Rishona should be also because of this concept that we don't really prescribe to Asev Chalitza in general. So then the Gemara says, and as follows, Mesive Vim Balu Kanu. So what does that mean? If you look at Rashi to explain the question, in Balu Kanu, Ama Mideraisa, Ramya Kame, Lumid Chelosas. It sounds like the Raisa level. We actually said it works. It's not a Bidyeva thing, it actually works. Whereas it's Tiyufta Enechanami, that seems to be a question. But at the end of the day, says Rashi, Tiyufta de Rava, who Tiyufta de Reish Lakish, Jamri Leel, Imata Yachal Kame, if you could keep both, Lo Akri Le Halab, doesn't work. It sounds like it doesn't work even Bidyeva, it doesn't work. So Brisa clearly says, B'dievet, it actually does work. Again, to Reish Lakish, in the end of the day, it seems that the best practice would be for the Kohen Gadol to perform Chalitza with the Amana, even Minha Erisim. Okay. Let's stop here, and everyone have a wonderful day.